What we have today is the 49ers Wounded Warrior Training Day. A couple of months ago, I had the honor to go to the Valor Games, which took place in Alameda, basically the Olympics for some of the Wounded Warriors, with more than a dozen events. Now, what we have here today are the simpler versions of some of these events. Behind me, we have archery, we've got rowing, and we also have powerlifting going on.
The 49ers and a veterans group, along with Wine Country Marines and the active duty components, got together and said this would be a good event for the 49ers to bring in our Wounded Warriors and a chance to participate with some of the players so they could see and appreciate what we're doing and we can appreciate what the 49ers doing.
You never get opportunities like this, you know, and it's pretty cool to be out here with other wounded guys that have also been there and served the country. And, you know, and I brought my 8-year-old nephew. He has his tight ends throwing them over there, and this is pretty cool. I haven't been to something like this that has, you know, archery, football, and rowing. Apparently, we're getting a workout on over here, too.
Being out here with the Wounded Warriors is really inspiring because we look to them for their resiliency, for their strength, and for their courage as they overcame obstacles that were very significant. For our guys to go out there and play football, do some archery, do some powerlifting, cheer them on as they're rowing has been a lot of fun for all who are involved.
I was able to talk to one of the guys who had lost his leg and lost his arm. He told me that he runs the 7-minute mile, and to me that's unbelievable. I am a professional athlete, and I don't even think I can run a 7-minute mile. And just his mentality to never let anything stop him, to me that's amazing. He's just got so much to share and so much to give to other people, and it's just incredible. So
we all think of 49ers and all the NFL players out there as being our heroes, and then we hear stories about how we've actually impacted them. It's fantastic to hear those stories. We're cheering them on Sunday, but they've always been cheering and thanking us.
It just makes you realize that, you know, people have a lot more hardships than we will ever go through in football, and even through life. Have guys out here that lost limbs, and it definitely inspires that they continue to do what they do, even though they don't have all the limbs or, you know, every luxury that we might have.
Not only am I a 49er fan since I was 5 years old growing up here, but somebody who served four combat tours and is deployed and had Marines in my arms means a lot, because what you hear in this area from military members, it's really appreciated and lets us know that what we do is respected.